Okay, from Limerick, from the White House pub in Limerick, I'm reporting now. And I'm reporting after having had an extraordinarily exciting time, and I'm exhausted. So I'm going to introduce you to some people who are not exhausted because they're just about to get up and drive into County Clare. And Melissa, first of all, who are you and why on earth did you come to Ireland?
I work with Misfit Inc. Sitting with us is AJ and Jesse, who are also part of the team. We're in Ireland specifically for the fundraising conference that just happened a few days in Dublin, and we're really happy to be here.
And why are you not getting straight back on the plane and leaving immediately? Why are you hanging around?
Well, we've been to Ireland, gosh, I think it's been, we've probably been here over 10 times. It's Jesse's first time, but AJ and I have been here quite a few times, and we're going to go to Cliffs of Moher tonight or tomorrow. We'll see how the visibility is, so we want to discover a little bit more.
And where are you going to sleep tonight?
We're sleeping at a fabulous hotel, I hear, called The Falls, and it looks
like that place in Innisdiamon.
Yeah, I think it is. But it looks like a great place, so we're looking forward to it.
And when you get to the Cliffs of Moher, you know, actually, why did you pick the Cliffs of Moher as a matter of interest?
Funny enough, we've been to Dublin probably 7 different times. We've also been to Cork once before we actually knew you, sadly enough. We've been to Belfast, and every time we've come to Ireland, people have told us about going to the west and seeing the cliffs. And we've never had the time, but this time we did, so we figured we'd just get a car and go over. So
wonderful. Yeah. I'm going to move around the table, right?
Go for
I'm going to
run
around the table. Let me go.
Jesse's
well, that's a woman. Let's go to a man, right? Right, right. Now, AJ, come here. Stop trying to photograph me. Right, 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 right. You know, say something different from Melissa.
Something different from Melissa. Yeah, we work for Misfit Inc., and we love Ireland, we love Irish people. We've really enjoyed this time in the pub with you. Speaking at that conference, for me, was a delight because I love the ambition with which Fundraising Ireland is approaching their work. I think they're doing fantastic fantastic stuff, and I think they're going to have a big couple years. It was fun. We had a good time.
Okay, that's the work side. Now, is it true that you're actually, while you're on the Cliffs of Moher, you're going to try riding the enormous wave that you probably haven't heard about, but that is the biggest wave that comes in from the Atlantic in Ireland? Is it true that you're a surfer?
No, that's completely false.
So would you like to have surfing lessons in Lahinch just down around the corner tomorrow morning?
I don't know. We have a plane to catch tomorrow night, so I don't want to catch it with a broken neck. So
Okay, but you're not going to dive off the cliffs of Moher, are you?
Well, you know what? It depends. It depends how I'm feeling tonight, so we'll see. We'll see. We'll play it by ear, Paul. I'll tell you that.
Okay, and will you ever come back again to Ireland, do you think?
We come to Ireland all the time. We've probably been, besides the UK, Ireland is our most traveled country. We'll come back 100 times. We love it.
Now, there are very few storytellers in Ireland. Is that what you found?
Very few storytellers. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the people that I've spoken to, at least in the last couple of days, were really well-versed in telling the story of the work that they do. I mean, those are people particularly in the charity sector, which are changing the world. So I don't know if there's a correlation there, but I mean, I met people that were just doing fantastic work and could articulate it very well.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you very much, AJ. Thank you very much. Now, look here. That's two Americans, folks, and I can tell you, actually, that they're both East Coast Americans, I think, really. But let's move across here and see if we can get a different accent. Who are you, please?
Hello, I'm Jessie. I work for Misfit Inc. I'm British, as you can probably tell from the accent. I'm here on my maiden voyage to Ireland. Paul's just been kind enough to buy me my first taste of Guinness, which is delicious. Thank you very much, Paul. So yeah, that's who I am.
And you say you came on a voyage. Is it true you came on a coracle, or did you come on a curragh, or did you come on a ferry?
unfortunately, no. I came with fucking Ryanair, who are the worst airline in the world. No, I'm joking. Probably not the worst airline in the world, but they ripped me right off, so I'm angry at Ryanair.
I think she's got an issue, folks. I think we'll get the therapists on this one. But, okay, so how come you're with these two people? Haven't you had enough of their company?
Never. You can never have enough of Melissa and AJ's company. No, not at all.
And have you ever been to County Clare in your life?
I've never been to Ireland in my life, so I've definitely never been to County Clare, no, but I'm excited to go.
Okay, tell me two things you've noticed about Ireland since you've come here.
The people are amazing. The accent is just incredible, and it's very, very green.
Can you actually understand what most of them say?
It depends where they're from. I can understand Southern Irish people, but Northern Irish people you have to tweak your hearing to hear what they're saying with their accents. But it's a beautiful, beautiful accent nonetheless.
No, I know you're part of this company that is very nomadic. I happen to have some inside information, but I find it so fascinating. I want to know, where are you going to go after you leave Ireland?
After I leave Ireland, I'm going home to England for a little while, and then on Monday I leave for Milan. I'm going to be in Milan and in and around Italy for 3 months, and then I'll be back in England doing a few English festivals, because that's what we do best, and then I'm off to Vancouver for 4 years.
And when you're in Vancouver, is there any chance you're going to meet a woman called Jane Boyd?
Oh, I hope so, yeah. She's from Vancouver, isn't she? Yeah, I was thinking that yesterday, actually. I should have to ask Jane if she wants to do a little meetup. That would be brilliant. I'd love to meet her.
Well, there's one thing I can guarantee you is that Jane Boyd is listening to this now. So is there any message you three people here would like to give Jane Boyd?
We miss you, Jane. Hope to see you soon.
I'll see you in Vancouver, hopefully, Jane. Be great.
Okay, so look, folks, that's it. I've interrupted their life here in Ireland. And it's a pleasure. They're sitting here in the White House pub, and we're all about to move on. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.